702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, let's take the eyes off our navel and look elsewhere in the world. Adam Gilchrist joining us on the line with this morning's World View. Adam, this awful, awful story, this archery attack in Norway, what on earth prompted this action?
Now, there's the question. Absolutely, we don't yet know, I have to say. Norwegian police, so they haven't ruled out any motive yet, and that includes terrorism. And indeed, they have alerted all Norwegian police to carry firearms. That suggests maybe they're worried about something else happening. But at this stage, we know five people have been killed and two people injured, one of them an off-duty police officer, in different locations around this small town of Kongsberg, not far from the capital Oslo, but nonetheless a town in its own right. And the Danish suspect may have been arrested, and that may be that, but they're looking at all the scenes because this is sort of spread around. It's different crime scene incidents. And obviously the five killed, the families will want to have a few questions answered. But at this stage, the Prime Minister, Erna Solberg, has talked about the incident being horrifying. Police are looking into it, but we don't know what snapped in this guy, if he did it, to do it. We just have this stage, have no idea.
European energy issues. Russia denying hiking prices.
And Norway's involved in this as well. But Russia, yeah, denying that they're using energy as a political weapon. The fingers pointed from various European countries, frankly. There have been surging gas and oil prices. And we're talking, in some cases, 50% increases in household gas bills, for instance. Russia, which is, I believe, the world's biggest natural gas provider, certainly one of them, if not the biggest, has been accused of intentionally withholding supplies to push the price up. President Putin has denied it and says the claims are complete rubbish. He always says claims are complete rubbish. Does he ever say, oh, you might be onto something? I wonder. Anyway, no coincidence, therefore, that Western Europe's biggest carbon fuels producer, Norway, is ratcheting up gas and oil supplies, insisting that at the same time it can cut carbon emissions by 50%. Well, Norway might be cutting carbon emissions, but what about the rest of us who seem to be leaning on gas and oil like never before? I mean, we're going green, but we're also going black gold, aren't we? How do the two possibly square up?
He is going where others have gone before. Tell me, please, about Captain Kirk in space, finally.
It's a bit fabulous. Captain James Tiberius Kirk has finally boldly gone. That's always a quiz question, by the way. What is Captain James Kirk's middle name? Tiberius. Make a note of it. Anyway, the original Star Trek captain, he blasted off. I think he was up there. Well, it was less than 11 minutes. That's 10 minutes-ish in suborbital space. William Shatner, at age 90, the actor, is therefore the oldest person ever to go into space. So technically, it's kind of space, but not as we know it, Jim. And you kind of wonder, 10 minutes up there, he came down and said it was a profound experience. It was unbelievable. It was unimaginable. He waxed lyric in that Captain Kirk way. Everybody in the world needs to do this. No one should limit that. He did that sort of thing. He was pretty much in tears afterwards. And for 10 minutes, imagine if he had gone on that five-year mission to seek out new worlds and new civilizations.
I tweeted a picture from Planet of the Apes suggesting maybe we should all dress up in those costumes when he comes back. Denny Crane. We'll leave it there. Adam Gilchrist for this morning's World.